Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to the July 2017 Flag Football America podcast with your host, S. Marshall. And we got a lot to cover today. This is our July, sort of our recap of the month. And we got a lot of topics to cover. One of the things we want to talk about is, you know, now that I've had a couple weeks to kind of digest it, you know, I want to discuss, hey, is Michael Vick in this AFL league good or bad for flag football? And to be honest with you, I'm torn on it. And I'll be as honest and as candid as I can. Again, this is the Flag Football podcast for July 2017. This is brought to you by Zumbang, one of our new sponsors, and we're excited about that. But this is obviously formerly from the Flag Football America Network, so you can go to flagfootballamerica.com. You can find us on Instagram and on Facebook, and then you can also check us out on Blog Talk Radio. / Flag Football America. Another thing we'll talk about is there's been another stop in the tour on the Flag Football World Championship Tour, and the Battle Great Lakes took place in Sandusky, Ohio. And you know what? Honestly, we don't do a lot of USFTL, and there's another podcast out there that's doing great work with that. Jaya is great with that as well. You know, hopefully we can figure out what's going to be the best way to do it. It's not that I don't exclusively do USFTL. It's just I haven't really had an opportunity, but that's going to change. I will be at Battle Baltimore for the Flag Football World Championship Tour, covering their youth portion, and I will also be covering their adult portion, August 5th through August 6th. So that's going to be exciting. But we are focusing this podcast primarily on July 2017. And then we're going to talk about some of our sponsors. I mean, bottom line is this. If you're going to get flag football so new, and if you want to keep providing content, you either have to have a bunch of great volunteers, a bunch of people committed to it, which I've found, or you got to have people who are willing to get behind what you do and get behind your product. Flag football is going to grow. And in order to keep doing what we do, we need sponsors. We need people who believe in us, who hopefully down the line can keep us going and sustain. So we've got sponsors who've been with us for the beginning, like Tucker Flags. And then we've got new sponsors or people who are helping us help get the message out. And one of those sponsors is Zumbang. And one of the things that Zumbang is, it's protective gear. Even though it's flag football and it's contact or non-contact, you're going to get banged up. I've seen people break a ribs in co-ed flag football just from trying to catch a ball. So one of the products that we're standing behind right now is Zumbang protective gear. And using our special promo code, FFA10, you'll be able to save 10%. And this protective gear was developed through a collaborative effort with some of the most respected professional trainers, equipment managers, athletes in the NFL. Now it's something that you can bring to your local flag football league, and you can wear it. I've worn it. I've used it as a referee just as something to see if it was lightweight, and it's awesome. And now you have the unique ability to check it out. And it's based on the whole science technology using polymers. And essentially what it is, it's fluid when it's at rest, and it easily conforms to the individual's player's anatomy. It helps fill the void between the athlete and traditional hard shell equipment, such as shoulder pads. But the result is overall equipment fit that was previously impossible to achieve. So check it out. You can go to zumbang.com, use our promo code FFA10, and you'll save 10%. Our players of the month are getting this equipment, and that's a great, great segue in terms of we're going to talk about our player of the month for July. And one of the things that's really exciting for us is that our player of the month gets a sample of this unique equipment, sports protective equipment. And our player of the month for July 2017 is Jeff Riemel. He plays for NP Flag Football. He's traveled across the country, or across the world, excuse me, to the Big Bowl tournament. He's also obviously traveled down to Mexico for some tournaments in Cancun. And the MP Flag is really one of the dominating teams. And I know there's another organization out there called Alpha Rank that's ranking players and ranking teams. But if you don't have MP Flag on that, and if you don't have Jeff Rimo as one of your top players, then you really need to check him out. He's an amazing player. He's got some really cool signature moves in terms of hip twisting those hips. He plays quarterback. He plays receiver. And one of the amazing things about Jeff is he's still only in college. So he's really the future of the sport. He's got two brothers who are very influential in the flag football industry. One is Matt Rimo, who runs the Beast of the East, one of the premier youth flag football tournaments on the nation. And then he's got a brother named Michael who also plays football. He's a quarterback. He's an organizer. He's a captain. And he's also been a coach as well. So he's really an amazing guy. And I literally can spend – sort of a whole podcast. Hopefully I'll get to do that just to interview Mike and Matt and Jeff. But Matt and Mike are the ones I'm talking about who are his brothers. But our player of the month, Rec Center at Flag Football America player of the month is Jeff Rimo. We've got some different promos that we've been doing online. So it's just exciting to see that this is going to grow. And in August, we're going to announce two more players. So hopefully we'll continue our relationship with Zoom Bang. All right, so now let's just talk about this Michael Vick in the AFL. And let me backtrack. I really want to talk more about the AFL. I think it's a great idea. I think, you know, honestly, I'm jealous. I mean, they've been able to do more in the last 3 to 6 months than some leagues. I've had a league for 10 years that have been able to do. They've gotten on ESPN. They've gotten Twitter, you know, live feeds going. They've got some technology in there that I would love to have in terms of electronic flag belts that communicate to the referee. And, you know, I don't know. I'm definitely torn. I think I'm happy that I see the sport getting out there, getting recognized, getting that recognition. I know some people who actually went to that event who are tied connectly to the AFL. But I think some things about it definitely threw me off a little bit. I think one of the things that threw me off, just off the top, was, first of all, Mike Vick was wearing the Game Breaker helmet. And whether you like Game Breaker, Rock Solid, where you don't believe in these helmets, he's got a hat onto the helmet. And it just felt weird, like he got forced to wear it. Probably the average person didn't even notice it, didn't care, whatever. But if you're into the flag football, you could tell when a guy's not really into it. You don't wear a hat under a Game Breaker helmet. You either take the hat off or you put the Game Breaker helmet on. On top of that, why are they wearing a Game Breaker helmet? There's not even anyone rushing a quarterback. So you're telling me you're going to give professional quarterbacks, and I can't remember the name of the other quarterback, but forgive me at this time, I should have researched it, but it really doesn't matter. You're going to give a quarterback who's played in the NFL, who almost got to a Super Bowl, no rush. I mean, why are you even wearing a helmet? I mean, if you're getting rushed and you're legitimately going to fall down, then you wear the helmet. But you're not even getting rushed. I think that's what threw me off. And obviously, they're not going to go live with the footage that they're going to show because obviously there could be cursing. They want to edit it down. But also, it just kind of struck me that there was no flagpoles in this footage and when they kind of cut it down. Now, I know they retweeted the game on Twitter, but it's sort of like all they want to highlight are the touchdowns and all that. And I get the offense is the big part of NFL, but anyone who's played flag football, your defense is just as crucial. And guys making flag pulls, they're just as known as the guys who are scoring touchdowns. So I think ultimately I'm definitely jealous. I didn't come up with the idea. I know the founder of it sort of came up with the idea when he saw his son playing flag football. And he thought, hey, I could get a whole bunch of other – you know, what if I got former athletes to play? And I think this is awesome. I think it's great timing with the Big Three, with some of the other leagues just doing other sort of like off sports that aren't trying to be primetime but know their niche. I think it's a great idea. But I don't know if it's ultimately good for the sport. I think it sort of showed a little bastardized version of sport. But again, they got Michael Vick behind it. So I think ultimately it's good for the sport in terms of exposure. But I just don't know if it's showing the football, the sport, its best light. And so I will definitely give you some more opinions as we go along with that. So then the other thing that I wanted to talk about is I've been to the Battle of the Great Lakes, the next stop on the Flag Football World Championship Tour. And listen, I think one of the things that they're doing great in the Flag Football World Championship Tour with Travis Burnett, Chuck Davis, is they're turning their tour stops into destinations. So you're not just coming for the tournament. You're going to get to check out some of the destinations of that location. And I think it's a brilliant idea. They've tied a lot of what they're doing into tourism. And this was a smaller tournament, but I think one of the things that they're doing, which you can't deny, is they're building relationships in different parts of the country where flag already exists. And it's not that the USFL did not do that, but they did not capitalize on that as much as Travis and Chuck are doing and the Flag Football World Championship Tour. There's a lot of people who work with them, but they deserve the credit. They presented a package to people that they like, top-notch promotion, top-notch graphic design, and their tournaments are going to build a reputation. And if you know something's not good, you're not going to go. And I think what's going to be interesting about Battle Baltimore, this has had a tie into the USFTL in the sense that they'll be running the adult while Flag Football World Championship Tour will be running the youth. But again, a top-notch tournament, amazing field. It was the Cedar Point Sports Fields in Ohio, and it also was connected to, I believe, Cedar Point, the Cedar Point, like, amusement park. And it was a sports park, beautiful. And one of the things that I looked at when I went there was it is literally going to be the future of sports. It's a sports center. And I think more people are going to see the opportunity to do a sports complex that's connected to some of the travel destinations in this great city. And so as people kind of focus in on that, they're going to see that there's a great tie-in. I mean, if you've got AAU, field hockey, flag football, and you have an arena that can hold that, you're really going to have an opportunity to generate some income. So exciting. Again, this is the Flag Football Podcast brought to you by S. Marshall, Stacy Marshall, July 2017 version of it. We've talked about the Michael Vick in the AFL. Is this good for flag football? We've announced Jeff Riemel, our MP flag, from MP Flag Football, our USA Rec Center Player of the Month. And we've also talked about the Battle of the Great Lakes, another top tour stop on the Flag Football World Championship Tour. Zoom Bank Sports Protective Gear. Go to zoombank.com. You can purchase equipment there right now using our promo code FFA10, no spacing, save 10%. And download the Rec Center app. That's an app that we're going to be using to promote some of our tour stops and promotion, but that's something that we'll talk about in further issues. And one of the products that we're going to keep highlighting are the Tooker flags, the world's greatest penalty flag. You can do branding on it. You can put on logos. You can put your kid's picture. It's really a unique product that we've partnered with on Flag Football America to talk about the Rush Line. And the Rush Line is the world's only flag football rush line that's going to accurately measure 7 yard distance. And as we continue to do more and more podcasts, we're going to talk more about that. We're looking forward to August. We've got exciting news. We're going to continue our relationship with Zoom Bang and talk about more about their protective gear. And hopefully in August, we're going to have 2 players of the month. We're looking to pick 1 female, 1 male to be our player of the month. And we're going to look forward to presenting you. We're actually very excited. We've picked our female, but we've not picked our male yet. So if you think you got it, I want you hashtag Flag Football Life or Flag Football America and nominate yourself. Again, this is the July 2017 Flag Football Podcast brought to you by Flag Football America, presented to you by Zoom Bank Protective Gear. Check us out on Facebook at Flag Football America, and then on Instagram at Flag Football America, and then you can obviously check us out. Go to flagfootballamerica.com/July2017. You'll be able to listen to this podcast. You'll be able to see all the tournaments that took place in the month of July, and then you'll also be able to see some links on how to get to zoombang.com to order some gear, and you'll be able to download the Rec Center app. And again, if you want to get the Rec Center app, go to our website and let Christy know that we sent you. Say, hey, Stacy Marshall from flagfootballamerica.com sent me to download the app. I want to get it from my league. It's going to help manage and promote your league. So you can call 844-482-5386 or send an email to Christy, C-R-I-S-T-I-E, at reccenter.me. Tell her Stacy Marshall sent you. I'm looking to get the app from my league. I need tools that are going to help me manage and promote my league, but you could be an organizer, a club leader, or a team captain. And so thank you so much for your time. We look forward to our next installment, 2017. And so for the Flag Football Podcast, July 2017, this is Stacy Marshall, and we look forward to talking to you on our next installment.